The Seattle Port Commission has voted to delay the arrival of Arctic drill rigs on the Seattle waterfront. Shell Oil has been planning to keep two rigs at the Port of Seattle starting this week before sending them up to Alaska. And despite the port's vote, Shell's local contractor is vowing to bring the rigs here anyway. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
After a contentious five-hour meeting, the Port Commission decided to tell Shell and its contractor that bringing the rigs to Seattle would be illegal, at least for now. Paul Stevens is head of that Seattle-based contractor, Foss Maritime.
We're sticking to our plans. The oil rigs are coming down this week.
Last week, Mayor Ed Murray announced that the port's permit for cargo ships doesn't apply to oil rigs, so Foss and Shell would need to go through the process of getting a new permit. That delay could make it difficult for Shell to get its rigs up to the Arctic in time for the summer drilling season. On Tuesday, port commissioners said they didn't want a protracted dispute with the city. Here's Commissioner Tom Albro.
We need to find a path where the city and the port are working together to create the most vibrant maritime community we possibly can here in Seattle. And I don't believe that Shell Oil is part of that future.
Albro and the other commissioners told Foss to hold off on the rigs until the permit problems are cleared up. They also voted to appeal the ruling announced by Ed Murray. Foss had appealed the city's decision earlier in the day. The Port Commission's vote didn't seem to sway Foss CEO Paul Stevens one bit.
So we're in conformance with our lease, and we're going to continue to do what we said we were going to do.
That's the opposite of what they just said.
That's not.
That was Stevens getting heckled by opponents of Arctic drilling. Unlike a typical lightly attended port meeting, crowds lined the walls and overflowed into the lobby, and people came from far away to get to speak for 2 minutes each. Zoe Buckley-Lennox crossed the Pacific to get here. She and other Greenpeace activists spent nearly a week attached like barnacles to the side of the Shell drill rig as it sailed toward Washington.
Be on the right side of history, because you can, and not everyone can make the difference that you can.
Anthony Edwardson traveled 2 days from America's northernmost city, Barrow, on the Arctic Ocean, as part of a large delegation from Alaska that supports Arctic drilling.
If this motion passed, Shell has to cancel its program, and we will have cost our region and our people significant income and important jobs. This is not about Seattle. This is about our livelihood as Inupiaqs.
Edwardson said his employer, a native-owned Shell contractor on the North Slope, paid his way for the long trip from Alaska's Arctic to Seattle. Seattle planning officials said the city does have the ability to issue penalties for permit violations, even while that permit's being appealed. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.